Books on Tape presents The Suicide Collectors by David Oppegard. Read by Robertson Dean. Part 1. Swampland. 1. The path home was overrun with weeds and hanging vines. Norman hiked through the mess as best he could, slapping the mosquitoes against his neck as he tried to keep his fishing pole from tangling in the park's tall grass. He kept his shoulders hunched, ducking the low branches, until he'd plowed his way through the dense overgrowth and back onto a paved street. Though the sun was out now, it had rained for days, and the entire town was covered in a furry coat of moss. Green thrived on tree trunks, sidewalks, street signs, rocks, automobiles, flagpoles. Even the abandoned houses around Norman had taken on a greenish hue, their wooden walls decaying like the skin of a gangrenous sailor. A pale green lizard slid out from beneath a sunken car, shook its head, and looked up at Norman. It stuck its forked tongue into the air, as if trying to taste human on the wind. Norman considered catching the lizard, maybe frying it with bananas and salt, but decided against it. He was already late for lunch. Jordan, his wife, liked to eat at exact, predetermined times. She claimed the routine gave her a better sense of day and night, of the weeks and months passing. Norman waved his fishing pole at the lizard and continued walking. Just under 6 feet tall, Norman had an average build, a Floridian's brown tan, and hair so dark it was almost black. He didn't examine the rows of empty, sagging homes around him, preferring to keep...